love Australia. Here they come. Straight from a very long lunch. And frankly, this could go anywhere. This is Kennedy Malloy.
It's been a big day, people. Telstra, we have a problem. we'll discuss. Both of our lives.
Both of our lives today have been taken up with Telstra.
Telstra. So go away. We'll talk you through that in just a minute. What else, Jane?
Hey, there's a new tradie in town.
Who's that?
Tradie Janey.
Hello.
Really?
I've been busy today.
Have you?
yeah, I'm going to fill you in.
Is that like Jim's mowing or something?
Oh, I might start a franchise. That's a good idea.
Holler for a Janey.
Yeah.
And around she comes.
Yeah, I will.
I like it a lot. Trump, Putin, big meeting. How do we all feel that went? We'll have a little discussion about that. We won't get bogged down in it, but it might be a segue into I Call Bullshit.
There's quite a few things. Love Island's popping up on my radar of
okay,
I Call Bullshit.
Okay, all right. Well, cork it. We'll get to that. Hey, guess what? Santo Chilaro's coming in.
Oh, that's good. I've got lots of things to talk to him about.
Usain Bolt.
Yeah, I don't get it.
A-League, Sydney.
Don't get it.
Look out. Could be huge.
Yeah, could be.
Can't wait for him. Tom Gleeson will be our special guest.
Now, Tom's in trouble with all our, I reckon, with all our listeners up north.
A big hello to our Cairns listeners, 99.5 Triple M Cairns.
Yeah, stand by and be ready to be outraged by what you're going to hear if you haven't already heard it.
We'll see if we can get an apology out of this idiot. baby etiquette, what's going on? You've introduced this before and our phones blew up. We're going to get to the bottom of that. Has there been an incident?
There has. It involves a Jenner.
All right. Other names that'll be popping up today: Elon Musk, Shoko Asahar. Well, it'll come back to you.
Okay.
And
Prince Louis.
And Domino's Pizza.
There you go.
What more did you want? We'll take your calls, we'll take your tweets, this and much, much more. But it's 4 o'clock in most states as you're listening to this now, and I am exhausted.
Nick, you are. You look frazzled.
I've been on the phone to about three different people. They were trying to talk me down. You know when you're on the phone and someone's trying, like you're trying to defuse a bomb.
Yeah.
All I was trying to do was connect Netflix. But it was like there was beads of sweat coming off my brow. Shut up, Dave.
Come on.
You know what it's like. It's not my strong suit.
You need someone like Liam Neeson, I think, just to sort of talk you down.
So, Jane, you know, for the last... I've been banging on about it. I've got no Wi-Fi. Finally, I've gone, that's it. Telstra, get your ass around here. Yep. Kai came around last week, walked out the door going, that's it, you're good to go.
Oh, really? Oh, okay.
And walked out, and pretty much nothing changed at all. I don't even know if he worked for Telstra.
And that went down well with you?
He had a truck, had a ladder on the roof. He was wearing high vis. I presumed he was from Telstra.
He sounds fair income.
Nothing happened. So anyway, my brother got involved and then he started, organised another guy to come back today. And he comes out, and this is how the conversation starts. Mm-hmm. He starts asking questions. And I just made up a language. So I start going, I got Dagamundama.
Did you really?
I said to him, I said, because that's what I'm hearing.
Oh my God. Hang on.
I don't care for your splitters. I don't care for your booster box.
Splitter.
I don't want to
know all this.
I don't want to know. I don't care for your code. No, I don't have the password. Mate.
Oh, wow.
Fix,
this is tough.
Fix my frigging Wi-Fi.
Don't have
Can
password.
Can you bring me somehow into the modern age?
Right.
Connect me to the
Listen,
world.
Just don't yell at me now. Just come. I understand what you're saying.
Okay,
this is what we're going to get.
That's what I'm hearing, mate.
Oh, good.
How did your little boys take this? I mean, that's his thing. My boys.
What are they doing?
So my boys heard some pretty fruity at school holidays.
Oh,
and my boys are there. Well, no, so once Telstra had gone, he said, no, Netflix is your problem. Because he said, I've connected you. Now you've got to go and reconnect everything. Yes. So I've rung our guy, Will Todd, in Brisbane.
You know, can we just make this clear? I just want this. So you don't know how to connect Netflix onto your telly?
No.
Right.
That's what we're dealing with.
So though. Now, okay. Oh, that's nothing. So
you get someone from interstate.
Remember Will? I flew down
recently,
about a month ago. Well, I've got him on speakerphone as he's trying to get me through it. I've got Rue on another line who's in a board meeting at 7.
Oh, well, that would have gone down well.
And I've got my two boys who are being exposed to some of the fruitiest language you've probably ever heard.
Well, that's bad parenting.
Well, it was bad parenting at that stage. It was even worse parenting when Will started talking directly to them. Boys, can you see a button on the... Yeah, yeah, I can see it, Will.
Wow.
Well, that's obviously the most logical answer is to talk to your six-year-old twins instead of you.
How can you not have Netflix up when it's school holidays? If ever there was a time
that's
that
true.
You needed it.
You do.
That's true. Oh.
Telstra, if I go home tonight...
God, and you're so reason, wound up. You need a massage. What are we going to do? How can I help?
Don't call Telstra.
I was.
What did you do? What happened to you?
Oh, look, I was had no Wi-Fi from, you know, 7 a.m.
What's this about?
And when you sort of do a bit of work from home.
This legendary Wi-Fi we hear so much about. Any danger?
Oh, I put out a Twitter, didn't I?
Did you?
Yeah, because I went and tried to find out if there was an outage in my area. And I went off. Oh, I didn't have Wi-Fi. So I go on the site. And it takes ages, and it says, unfortunately, this page is not able to, you know.
Oh, load.
The load.
Yeah.
You can't write this stuff.
I can't. I said, I've got an answer about an outage with another outage and put on Twitter. Anyway, Telstra contacted me.
Wow.
They DM'd me.
How long did that take?
They DM'd me, and they said, well, what's the problem? I said, I can't get Wi-Fi. And they said, why don't you? Now, this is all the greatest technology in the world. Yes. Do you know what the answer was, they reckoned?
Turn it on and off at the wall.
Yeah. I said, if one more person tells me that, I'm going to shove the modem up their clacker. Because, of course, I did. That's everybody does that.
Yes.
And then they said, oh, no. Turn it off for 15 minutes.
That's a new one.
That'll give us time to change our numbers.
15
and
minutes.
Pretend we're not here.
Anyway, it came back on its own accord, not because I turned it off in 15 minutes, but I've had a busy day and I'll talk to you in a minute about it.
All right. We'll get
stand
to
by because Tradie Janie's been doing some unbelievable handiwork.
Now, Jane, what's this I hear?
Look, I don't like to talk myself up, you know. No,
all right,
I really
there
don't.
There we go. Your pants nearly caught fire.
Listen.
Then.
Sometimes I like to give myself a pat on the back.
Understatement. Right. What have
all
you done?
Right. You know I love fixing things.
Yeah, you talk about this a lot as if you're constantly.
Well, there's a lot of things break down in my house, I have to tell you, because there's a lot of wear and tear.
Communication, relationships, will to live.
Apart from that.
Yeah, right.
And I've fixed I've fixed washing machines, you know, the barrel of the washing machine was a bit sticky, so I fixed that. I've, you know, put together a
CD player. You probably caused the problem in the first place
by
not having the clothes balanced out in the
right.
Yeah, right. That is the funniest thing I've ever heard.
I'll come around and show you how it's done.
So I've had a busy morning.
Okay.
We have a lock on our door that's about over 100 years old, right?
Wow.
And we can't bear to get rid of it. And it needs special keys and it's really complicated. And
it's like one of those big old keys. Yeah, is
like,
that big iron key?
It almost is like a pirate, you know, locking up someone.
Right.
And it got to a stage where you can't actually even open the door, which is a problem because it's the front door.
Two of your children have been behind food for about a month.
The other week they got locked out for about half an hour, maybe longer.
Okay.
And I was here. So that was an issue.
Good parenting.
Yep. So I decided, what am I going to do? So I literally took it out of the interior of the door and I had screwdrivers. I had, you know, all different types of screwdrivers to pull it apart. And I had RP7, was that, you know, the
RP7?
WD-40.
WD-40, the RP70. Yeah.
Well, it's the same thing.
No, that's from the Kylie Jenner range, isn't it?
And I'm, and I've just got this, I'm swinging it around and I have to put it back in the door. And then just the magic moment where I put the key in and it just like goes like this. Click.
Oh.
Perfect. Perfect.
Really?
Who needs a locksmith when Tradie Janie's around?
So basically you've put a key in a lock and
I pulled apart the mechanism.
You're going out in 31 stations around Australia. You know that, don't you?
Listen, the locksmiths will know what I'm talking about.
Do you reckon that's...
The lockies.
Checking people
mates.
In their cars are weeping right now with
they
joy.
Know. They
honk
are
your
excited.
Horn if you're happy for Jane's ability to turn
then,
a key in a lock.
Then.
Tradie Janie's not off to a fire.
Hang on. She is because next stop...
Do you know what I'm thinking when I hear Tradie Janie? Lara Croft. Why do I go there? I see a big tool belt.
I like that.
I see
Tomb Raider.
Like a Jane Fonda style outfit.
A little oiled up on my arms.
Yes, please.
The pecs out. All right, next stop.
I call Jane. I'm going to start pretending I've got stuff that's not good. I better call Tradie Janie.
That's it.
Oh, get a bit of bum crack.
I might
do
get
you,
a franchise.
Get a bit of bum crack. Like
little shorty
trainers.
Shorts.
Hello.
Hey, little denim cut shorts.
There you go.
Just check under the sink for you, Mickey.
So next stop.
So what have you done? So you got a
microwave oven. Door falls off. Glass falls off.
Oh no!
Didn't smash. But I like this microwave and I refuse to get a new one.
But you can't take advantage for fixing something that's clearly been dilapidated and run into
no,
the ground.
Like, no, because what
Tradie
do I do?
Janie should never have got to the point where
Tradie
the door
Janie has gone and got
her
epoxy glue and silicone gel. All and right. I've fused them together. This is fascinating radio, isn't it?
Have you used it under your eyes at all?
Well, how dare you? What are you suggesting?
I don't know. Just
the epoxy
Tradie
filler.
Janie.
So what have you done? You've fixed the door.
Yes, because the glass fell off, and so I
who fixes
to
a microwave? You get
just
a new one.
Buy one.
No, $40. I like it.
Exactly.
Well, what do you think?
Steal
money doesn't
one from
go
work
on
here. Oh, take one from the kitchen.
Don't want to. I like my microwave. Anyway, the last stop was my Dyson vac that is, you know, cordless, and that just wasn't working anymore. So I had to pull that apart as well, and that's working a treat.
What have you done with that? Souped it up. Pimped your ride.
I pimped my Dyson.
You pimped your Dyson. Yeah. What do you got? Fats on it? You'd be like monster track tyres.
The rollers just had a little issue, so I fixed that.
So how do we get Tradie Janie? If people want to ring up and...
Well, you know, they could ring up with problems.
I love it. Should
and,
do that.
And I might be able to suggest what
can we
to
take
do.
Darren? Darren's on the line. Darren, are you there?
Hi,
yeah,
Darren.
I'm here. Hey, Mick.
Yeah, Darren, I'm suggesting you're possibly a real tradie, yeah?
not at all.
Not at all, but you've got some advice? Or?
Yeah, you never put WD-40 into a lock.
Oh, Jane.
Why not?
Because it attracts dirt and dust.
Oh.
So you put like a graphite grease into it and it...
Of course.
Oh, yeah. I've got stacks of that.
That's a rookie mistake, Jane.
And what about her microwave? What's she done there? Is that the right
thing? Darren's not a microwave expert, mate. He's on to the WD-40. That's about it. And we might
keep it clean. Just keep it clean.
Thanks, Fred.
give Darren a prize.
Why?
A prize. Of course he does.
Darren knows. Just keep it clean.
Thanks, Darren.
All right. I think we get the idea. Tradie
Janie's in business.
There's a few wrinkles in the deal.
No. If you've got any
if
problems,
you turn up like Lara Croft with a tool belt on, high cut.
I'll do it on
high
Skype.
High cut denim.
I'll Skype you.
With a tin of WD-40.
If you have a problem, let me see if I can give you the solution.
Can we do it? And we'll send Janie round.
No, I don't have to go anywhere.
Yes,
I'm just going to do it on the phone now.
No, we're going to send you around in a van.
We're going to people's houses dressed as Lara Croft.
We're going to play the A-team music.
133353. Tradie Janie here to help.
This is Jane Kennedy and Mick Malloy. Kennedy Malloy.
Tradie Janie is blown up, guys.
Oh, wow.
Oh, thank you. I like my theme music.
That's the music we play in the van as Tradie Janie arrives to save the day.
I get out with my hot shorts.
That's
my tradie belt.
You get out there, you've got like a nail between your teeth.
And a drill in my hands.
A drill.
But there's a few people that are not quite thinking that I've got the skills involved.
I think they're trying to give you some advice, some potentially life-saving advice from some of our tradie friends out there. Simon, what's she doing wrong?
Yeah, g'day, guys. Love the show.
Thanks.
Jane, I don't know that it was the best idea to have a crack at fixing your own microwave.
Why? What could go wrong, Simon?
The whole idea of a microwave is to keep the microwaves inside the microwave.
Oh, yeah.
With what's called a Faraday cage.
Oh.
So, do your kids use your microwave? Because they might start glowing in the dark. And the microwave.
Well, I just thought it's 2018.
And the doors come off. Go and get a new one.
Listen.
No, I think it's time for a new one.
Simon, I just want to...
What about a little doggy door for your microwave door?
I want to put your mind at ease. It was just the covering of the microwave.
Right,
and it's not
defensive.
The actual whole
Tradie
door.
Janie.
Because I wouldn't be that silly, all right?
Come on, the tradies are out there. They're listening.
I know, they're on my side.
Well done, Simon.
Thank you, Simon.
Good advice. Andrew, what do you have to say?
Oh, I love the fix, definitely. But with this previous caller, the glass inside it is a mesh that is there to absorb the electromagnetic radiation.
Oh, yeah, I'm all over that.
So if the mesh isn't electrically connected to the metal frame of the microwave, the microwaves, which are there to heat food and generally not be good for the body, can escape out the side.
Oh.
That resulting in death?
Oh, sure, why not?
Would it stunt children's growth?
You don't need to get a vasectomy if you.
Because I reckon I got three pretty much fully grown. Really? There's only two left to go.
This is like the origin episode of a superhero. Tradey Janie, and then you turn into the Hulk. You go in there like Tradey Janie, Lara Croft, kind of hot.
Yeah, all right.
And then you Hulk up after the radiation gets to you.
No girl wants to Hulk up.
You come in here like that some days.
Hey,
throwing your weight around. Tipping furniture over. Look out. She's hulked up, everyone.
She's out. She's, get out of the way. She's closed. Tradies hours. Just closed up shop.
That's it.
There you go.
Tradie Janie's gone.
I think it's time to play a bit of this.
I call bullshit.
Yes. Are you up for this?
Yeah.
This is today is in honour of, Trump and Putin.
Oh, yeah.
Who,
good Lord. It's really quite astonishing what's going on, isn't it?
Yes, it is. Do we have a... For people who may have missed... Today, there was an opportunity. There was a big bromance going on where both of them were on stage at the same time talking about their four-hour meeting behind closed doors. It's hard to tell how it went. So, I don't know. Let's see if we can pick if it was a success or not by listening to some of the reaction back home to the result of this meeting in America.
This was the time and the place for the president to look Putin squarely in the eye and said, you will be punished for what you did in 2016 and don't ever think about doing that again.
It's just as serious to me as the Cuban Missile Crisis in terms of an attack or the 9/11 attack. The president is taking the side of the people who attacked us instead of trying to prevent a future attack.
President Trump, I just saw your press conference with President Putin, and it was embarrassing. I mean, you stood there like a little wet noodle, like a little fanboy.
A U.S. president on foreign soil talking to our biggest enemy or adversary or competitor, I don't know how we define them these days, is essentially letting the guy get away with this.
I think his actions today were outrageous. The president of the United States sided with Vladimir Putin over the unanimous assessment of the American intelligence community.
I mean, you literally sold out at this press conference. Our intelligence community, our justice system, and worst of all, our country.
And I would say that his performance today will live in infamy as much as the Pearl Harbor attack or Kristallnacht.
And what's the matter with you?
Oh. Wow. That is...
Oh, that's a whack.
Half of the people, I want to point out, obviously, we who lean slightly to the left have been on his case. A lot of those commentators were conservative commentators. Some of them were from the Fox News Network. opened a door and basically... broken the golden rule of foreign politics and siding with a foreign enemy power against his own resources and his own
well, even
FBI
to have Arnold, that was Arnold Schwarzenegger, obviously, before calling him
a
wet noodle.
Glad it was. You're a wet noodle. When you get
like
called
a little wet noodle and a fanboy. That was shocking.
Hey, tough guy on the international stage.
I call bullshit.
So that's as good as any to launch I Call Bullshit today in honour of Trump, who's full of it.
You might have... your own I Call Bullshit too, so you can give us a call.
Why don't you give us a call? We've got a couple. We'll get cracking with them after this. 1-triple-3-5-3. What's bullshit in your world? Yes. Let us know.
Yeah, give us a call. 1-triple-3-5-3.
Tradie Janie.
Yeah. I got one. I got one.
We're right in the heart of I Call Bullshit. And maybe, Jane, just before we get it going, Dave, could we hear from your podcast yesterday? Just one lie. You've got something for us?
I heard a quote from Alan Alder once, and I've always kept this in my mind, that inspiration comes from the prepared mind.
I call bullshit.
That, of course, is Dave.
Poor Dave's going to do that himself. He has not listened to his own podcast.
Dangerous Dave is a podcast on Game Changers. Have a listen. I thought that was pretty wanky. Now he's got the guy he's mentoring in here.
Don't have to bring Shawnee up.
Shawnee out here.
G'day, Shawnee's from Shepparton in Victoria. Shepparton.
Triple M in Shepparton. He does the breakfast show there.
You're saying mentor. We're saying drug dealer.
Either. He's a bit shady looking, isn't he, to be honest?
And what have you taught him today? What's the lesson of the
day? He's on holidays at the moment, and he said, can I come in and sit in on the show? And I said, yeah, sure, come in and watch two professionals at work.
You feel a bit nervous.
Well, I'm not nervous.
So you're nervous
because give him some grasshopper style advice.
I'm not doing this
right
on the air
right now. If he's one
keep
thing
keep it bright,
to say.
Keep it tight. There you go.
I call bullshit.
Oh, you're having fun. That's what I like to see.
Janie,
it's good, Janie, good fun at your expense.
Oh, man.
That's what we like. All right. I called bullshit, and it's come to fruition, on the couple who won Love Island.
What are you talking about?
Taylor and Grant.
Don't ruin this for me.
No, listen.
I'm heavily invested in this couple.
Now we get their, you get their last names. Oh, you want the last name? Grant Crap. That's his name. I'm not even calling bullshit on that.
I call Crap.
Taylor Demir and Grant Crap, right? So they're the winners, and they get $50,000 first prize.
And a lot
for
of kudos.
Snogging, cracking on, having tears,
having good
getting
rigs.
Together. Okay. So I'm going, something's fishy about this. Oh, yes, because Grant has a girlfriend and has all along. And he goes on to Love Island as a single man and hooks up with a hot bird and wins the dough. So basically.
I call bullshit.
Doesn't the Bachelor, this forthcoming Bachelor, have a girlfriend?
The Honey Badger.
Not the Honey Badger.
I think the Honey Badger might have a bird. Well, that was a rumor.
You heard
going
that
around.
On your grapevine.
Did you?
I had to put the ear to the ground.
Whisper. Now, you know what? I'm going to get the Honey Badger on the line.
Can you get the skinny on the Honey Badger?
I will. Leave it to me.
Hey, can I go? Okay, I've got one for you.
Okay.
The head of Domino's, the CEO of Domino's,
yes,
is worth $38 million a year.
I call bullshit.
That's his salary.
He makes the pizzas.
CEO of Domino's gets 38. It's a friggin' pizza.
Yes.
There's about five different toppings. What are you bringing to the table?
It's unbelievable.
Your core audience is drunk blokes. How important is the skill that you're bringing to the... Oh, hang on a second, guys. If it wasn't for old Macca in the front office here, what did he come up with? The phone on the roof of the delivery van? What's he?
I mean, a capricciosa is a capricciosa.
A capricciosa is a capricciosa. How is he worth $38 million? What's he done? Tell me in.
We're in the wrong business.
Well, what about Stefano?
Stefano's
the head chef. Why isn't he getting credit? Remember the
chef
remember
of Domino's.
Remember the Domino's head chef ad?
Yeah.
Domino's head chef Stefan has been studying the unique style and flavours of Melbourne pizza culture. And here's his latest creation, the Aussie. With real egg and shredded leg ham. Domino's Melbourne range, just $7.95 on Offers app.
The Aussie, he didn't create that.
Stefan,
come on.
I beg your pardon, has had a look at the Aussie and brought the ham and egg to the table.
Oh, come on, Stefan.
Come on, Jane. Surely he's worth 40 mil.
What were you saying? Come on, Jane. Like, you know, he should be in my sights.
Well, I'm just saying he's
I don't know. What does he look like?
I don't know.
I'm going to look him up.
All right. Well,
Googling
there you go.
Now.
Who else? We go to the listeners. Reg,
who are you calling it on?
Good afternoon, guys, and really enjoy your show.
Thank you. I'm calling
it on the Robo Calls by one Mark Latham.
I call bullshit.
Hey, I'm with you on this one because what the hell is going on?
He's turned his back on the Labor Party that made him.
Oh.
They made him. You just...
And he's saying in his robocalls that you support all these other smaller little outfits. Yeah, some of them are a little on the nose when you look into it.
Yeah. He's pretty much doing it for One Nation, isn't he?
Yeah.
And I think he's going to sit down at that table. And as Graham Richardson pointed out, you watch your back. When you sit down to have lunch with the lion might...
Mark's a bit angry, but thank you for that.
All right. Well done.
All right. David, what do you want to call bullshit on?
How are you? Usain Bolt.
I call bullshit.
Now, this interests me because I think I might be with you. Sure. Is this regarding his A-League?
Gosford. I live in Gosford. Where is he going to go? Woi woi?
See, I'm fascinated. I mean, no offence to Gosford.
Hang on.
Why is he going to this club of all clubs in Australia?
He's coming out to Australia. He's going to get a route.
No. Well, he can get that doing his DJing gig.
He does this all around the world. Didn't he want to play for Melbourne? Didn't he want to play for...
Melbourne Stars?
Melbourne Stars. He wants to go to Melbourne. He wants to go to Sydney. Where are you going to put him up, David?
Woi woi.
What's your theory, David? Why is he going to Central Coast Mariners?
I heard today he's on a six-week trial. And if he passes the six-week trial, then they're going to offer him a one-year contract. Like, seriously.
Where's the money coming from? Where have they got the dough?
The owner of the club is putting up 70%.
Okay.
Sounds like good time money.
Yes, seriously.
We'll speak to Santo Chilaro about this in a minute. Can I just say this, though? Watch out, David, if you're living on the Central Coast. Because he's the only guy I know at home in Jamaica who says Bolt's complained about the noise. Now, if you're complaining about the noise in Jamaica that's been caused by your neighbour and it's Usain Bolt, imagine what he's going to do to the Central Coast.
All right. Well, let's find out from Santo when we
Santo coming in right after this break. We'll get to him. Steve.
Good afternoon, Michael, Jane and Danger State. I like to call BS on Forbes magazine and Kylie Jenner.
What are they now? Bullshit. What for?
Forbes magazine put her as someone that's a self-made billionaire. Well, hang on, let me remind you, who's a family again?
Well, what they're saying is she's the youngest self-made billionaire, which is very handy when you're already from a multi-million dollar family. It's Michael.
Okay, well, you got to
And not only that, there's an article in Today, there are people apparently donating money to make her a billionaire.
Well, they don't know.
So a GoFundMe site.
Wow.
To really help her get across the line. All right, sounds good.
Thanks, Steve.
This is Kennedy Malloy. Your new way to drive home.
By the way, the last episode of Santo Sam and Ed's Cup Fever is available on ABC iView tonight.
An outrageous success and one of the great shows.
You can watch it and listen to it.
It's great stuff. Hello, Santo. How are you?
Good to see you.
Yeah. I remember chatting to Ed Cavalier before the World Cup started.
Yep.
And I said to him, who will win? Mm. And he said, France. Straight off the bat, and I said, why? He said something like, they've got 22 internationals who cannot make this team.
The team's so good.
Well, he was saying that he just felt that over the journey, they were the ones who were best sorted. So.
Well, when it comes to the World Cup, he's like the Rain Man. He really is. He'll just look at stuff.
He's pretty amazing.
So, well done to him.
You think was going to win?
I said Argentina would win.
Who?
I was in Mexico camp.
You were. That would have been fun. That would have been.
So does that affect his legacy, old Messi? He's never really cracked it
He might have another World Cup in him. Yeah, so...
He needs one. He needs one.
He looked depressed. Yeah, there was something about him. He wasn't quite right.
Where did you watch the World Cup? Who with? With your dad?
I watched with my dad quite a lot. Yeah. That's a bit of a tradition that we have. Yeah. But otherwise, I did a lot of watching by myself. And also, the other thing is that, strangely enough, everyone jumped off Optus. Which was good.
Strange.
So I think I was the only person watching on Optus, and there was no buffering.
Oh,
going
really?
On. It was good.
Everyone zigged and you've zagged.
In fact, we know someone actually stayed on dial-up for a couple of years, knowing that everyone was going to go to non-dial-up, and his internet was okay for a while.
Would you like to name him?
Yeah, no.
Someone we both know.
We all know. But it was a great World Cup.
Yes.
And I cannot believe that I've got through it with...
And Moscow, Russia did a good job,
it was
didn't
a
they,
good
after
job.
All that?
It was a good job.
Apart from the pitch invasion at the end?
There was a pitch invasion. I thought when they came, they said that they weren't... It wasn't actually Pussy Riot. It was their acolytes, you know.
So this is where I'm confused. I thought that it was the girls from Pussy Riot who actually went on to the pitch.
That's what I read, but it didn't. They didn't look like it to me. And I know my Pussy Riot pretty well. But in fact,
recognise a naked Pussy Riot anyway.
When I saw them actually come out, there was four of them, and they were dressed as policemen. I thought it was the village people coming out.
Do you know what?
Because they've got a lot of political statements in
there. They do.
I really hate pitch invasions, especially in like a World Cup. And I'm going back to Peter Hoare in 1997.
24th of November. At the MCG, that's
throwing Australia off their game and their balance, and that kills me. And I just—it's so insane. I can't stand it.
Santo, you have one of the best stories about Peter Hoare that.
Oh
you
yes,
told me.
I was literally at the Palais.
In Melbourne.
In Melbourne, there's a theatre called the Palais, and I was there to see an Italian kind of an opera singer.
It was an opera singer, and a lot of people were in opera. Gear, weren't they?
They were black tie and all that kind of stuff. And then there was a billboard right next to us, which was
for
In Excess, because Michael Hutchins had just died.
Away.
That's right. So there was a pop up kind of a tribute to him. So people were putting flowers and stuff there. Well, Peter Hoare comes in to put flowers for
Michael Hutchins.
All these Italians who are there
this
to watch,
after the Iran.
Dressed in opera gear, straight after the Iran game. They've looked across and they go, That's that bloody bastard, mate. That's just a bloody bastard. And they started punching him up.
They started punching him up. And as you point out, that's the opera crowd. That's the Italian opera crowd.
So you can imagine.
Went to town on Peter Hall, mate. Wrong time, wrong place for that young man.
Ridiculous. All right, but anyway, now the Pussy Riot. But the irony was that Pussy Riot got more game time than Timmy Cahill at the World Cup.
Well, let's talk about Tim Cahill. Yeah. He's announced his retirement today. Do you know what? We interviewed him once on the Hot Breakfast with Eddie McGuire, and he came in. He sat there, and I just couldn't stop staring at his forehead.
It's a big forehead.
But I looked there, and I said, that's been so great for this country.
It's been well designed.
And I'm sitting there about 2 feet away from the forehead that's probably the greatest forehead to ever.
You wanted to give it a bit of a rub. Can I rub your forehead?
Shine it like a ball.
But it's a decent forehead.
It's a fair old bomb.
It's a noggin, isn't it? Because the way you head the ball, you always use your forehead. You never use the top of your head, otherwise it hurts.
I did not know that.
Yeah, so the fact that he's got a lot of surface area there is... No, it's...
And how do you breed a child? They're like jockeys.
The amazing thing about Tim Cahill is that he's 38 years old and he's still Timmy.
Timmy Cahill.
So what'll he do? What's his moves now?
Who knows? Look, he's done so well. He's scored 50 goals in 107 games for Australia. That's incredible. Fourth appearance at a World Cup. That will never be broken, I don't think. He was very clear about what he said, Jane. He said, I won't be playing international football again. So I reckon we might be seeing him here playing club football, maybe alongside other greats like Usain Bolt.
Hold that thought, Santo. We're going to take a break. We're going to come back and we're going to get your feelings.
We'll dissect
on
this
Usain
whole Usain Bolt.
As heard on 107.7 2GO on the Central Coast, who take the show. A shout out to our Central Gosford listeners.
Here in Gosford, you might have a very famous neighbour very soon, Usain. Is it Usain or Usain? What am I saying?
Usain. I call him Usain Bolt.
Usain, yeah.
Usain Bolt is coming to the Mariners.
Not only a great potential footballer, a great DJ who could light up the blue light disco in Gosford.
Do you remember my favourite was, remember he had a press conference at Rio, the Olympics?
The Olympics in Rio.
And he had a press conference and he had 12 can-can dancers. So it was a press conference.
That's right.
And he arrived and he was sitting down there and all of the press was there. And he came out and said, just before we start, and then there's a line of can-can girls kicking with massive...
And wasn't one of his early appearances... Was he not with the Swedish team, the Swedish hockey team?
Yeah,
I think there was
an Instagram post or something.
And there, yeah.
He doesn't let you down. He was like
a guy from the Chippendales.
So, Sando, what's his chance? He's got a six-week trial with the Central Coast Mariners.
Was this good for the game?
I don't think so. Look, I guess it's kind of fun. He's done this before. He's gone to Manchester United for a bit of a training run. He famously went to Germany.
He went to Borussia Dortmund.
But they're a Puma team. He's Puma as well. All these deals are kind of done with sponsors. So he ended up going to a Norwegian club where he was training before.
I'm starting to get a zone on this. Norway, Germany, we're talking. This is a
personal
man,
taste.
Mate.
And now he's thinking Gosford.
Lock up your daughters on the Central Coast is all I'm saying.
But the thing is that just to put it in perspective, his last performance, he played for the UNICEF Soccer 8-11 with Robbie Williams and Kevin Peterson. So that's where he's playing.
They should come as a group. Yeah. That's our new strike force.
That's our strike force. And I don't know what they are going to do then with the Central Coast. Mate. What is their plan? Is he going to be the goalkeeper, kick the ball 50 metres and just chase it? Chase it and score. Look, the thing is that it's not going to be done unless the FFA have to kick in $900,000. There's a $3 million marquee player fund, which is put in by...
Is this attractive to them, though? Does this put them on the map? Does it draw a lot of attention?
I think it slightly smells of desperation because they've been trying to get some big-name players like Fernando Alonso, proper players, and they've just said, I think I'll go to China instead. And they've left with nobody. All their marquee players have gone.
Yeah.
I don't... But the thing is that really, are you going to go see Usain Bolt? You may as well say... Well, I don't. Oprah. I'll put Oprah on. Because I wouldn't mind seeing Oprah on the field.
It maybe in goals, but. You can't say
who knows? Look, it might come together.
Congratulations to you, Santo Sam and Ed. It wouldn't be the same World Cup without you. It's been fantastic.
It has been such a dream run. It's been one of the great World Cups, and it's been good to sit around with your mates and talk about it. And it's
last one tonight.
Yeah,
how do we go?
Yes, last one.
ABC or iView?
iView or on? You just go to iTunes and listen to it as a podcast.
And well done too for having been paying attention.
And you're on this
I'm
week,
on
I reckon.
This
right?
week, I'm a 50-50. I'm a 50-50 chance. I might come.
We can replace you with with Usain Bolt. We'll talk to the, we'll talk to his people at Optus and at Puma and at Kinder Joy.
Good on you, Sarto.
Okay, guys.
All Tom Gleeson next. Three things you may not know about Tom Gleeson. He's the most famous person to come from Gunnedah in New South Wales.
Miranda Kerr, who?
He has a degree in mathematics and physics.
And watch out, Jane,
because he was once a drummer in a band, the Fantastic Leslie. Something you absolutely already know about Tom is he's bloody funny. Whether it's his stand-up...
There's a girl wiggle now. What has this country come to? Wiggling is a f***ing man's job!
Or grilling people like Sophie Monk on Hard Chat.
Would you ever be part of a Bardo reunion?
I'd love to, but it's hard work.
Yeah, you'd have to drive past Centrelink to pick them up, I think.
Please welcome Tom Gleeson.
Hello, yes. Tom.
Tom, and we can also add an acclaimed actor to your portfolio now.
Yes. What are you talking about?
Oh, I caught a bit of Tom's acting skills on Sunday night in Jack Irish on the ABC.
Jack Irish?
Yeah, you're playing watcher.
I had a cameo. Yeah, I was a bird watcher.
Jura number four. A bird watcher?
Yeah, I got to play opposite Guy Pearce, and it was so weird because while we were shooting it, I was watching him act properly while I was just doing what I do to fill up the airtime.
Oh, wow.
You see, this is why we need our ABC, because otherwise we wouldn't get great moments like this.
Did you do your research?
Can you pick a bird out of a book?
I could not spot one bird.
They didn't actually have a scene of you with a bird and binoculars.
Well, they didn't get to that point. Well, they did shoot me identifying birds for about an hour, but that all got cut.
Oh, I was hanging out for it. I didn't know what happened. I didn't know whether you were going to die or what would happen there. But anyway,
just another string to your bow. Now, we were away when the Logies went down. We were on radio holidays, so we were in witness protection schemes all over the world.
Yeah.
You were hard quiz. How'd you go?
Well, hard quiz missed out to Gogglebox, which was a frightening situation. Yes. Yeah, Gogglebox won the Logie, which is really upsetting because Gogglebox featured hard quiz inside it.
Did they mention you in the speech or something?
Logie went to... a show about people watching my show, but not my show.
It still defies logic in many ways, does it not?
Well, that's terrible. I feel sorry for you. But
the producer who picked up the award pointed it out. He said all the other nominees were inside our show. And I'm like, well, how about you go get nicked?
You're a young bull and you'll have plenty more Logies. Yeah.
Logie success with one of your proteges, really.
Yeah, well, that was very exciting. I got Grant Daniel in for my hard chat.
Well, that's controversial.
And I was hard chatting him, and then I suddenly realised that his nomination, which we've discussed, was ridiculous because his show was Axe, Family Feud. I thought it was so ridiculous, you know, it'd be more ridiculous, and that is getting him to win the Gold Logie. And so I campaigned for him.
You campaigned and you got it across the line, and this is sad. I mentioned this on the show yesterday, but if you can get a Gold Logie for an Axe show, I should have five.
Five?
I should have more Gold Logies than Bert.
Yeah.
That's just not fair, I tells you. Now, you're proved to be a very popular man around the country, not so much in Cairns. Mm. What have you done? What have you done? A big hello to everyone on 99.5 Triple M Cairns. Old Mark and Maddie, I think, is it, Dave?
Yeah, for breakfast.
They're part of the family here on Triple M.
Yes.
We feel a genuine affection for Cairns and the people of Cairns.
You've upset them.
What have you done?
Well, I shot my travel show up there in Cairns. And while I was up there, I listened to Triple M the whole time to get me through the misery. And,
all right.
With my travel show.
Okay.
See, my travel show is called Go Away. And what I do is I travel around Australia and I recommend places that people never visit. And so I did a story on Cairns.
All right. Do you mind if we play? And I apologise to the people of Cairns, but...
No, I'm saying listen up and take note.
Take note.
All right.
Have a listen.
Cairns, an hour south of the beautiful and infinitely better Port Douglas. Cairns is the gateway to the Great Barrier Reef in the same way that marijuana is a gateway to meth. Unless you want to visit somewhere with the same weather as a human armpit, don't come here. Flights depart regularly from capital cities all over Australia. But if you're lucky, your plane will be diverted to somewhere much better. If you come to Cairns, there are only two things to do. Book a flight out as soon as possible and heading out to the Great Barrier Reef.
There's been a bit of a backlash, hasn't there?
The Cairns press have not treated this
Yeah, the Cairns Post are all over me, and they've got very upset. I think what really upset them the most was when I was going on a boat out to the reef, I made an announcement to everyone on the boat that the reef had died that morning.
Okay. All right.
Now, do you feel in any way you owe them an apology? Would you like to go up there and face the music?
Go up there. He's doing shows. He does shows from up there. This is the ridiculous thing.
It's nothing.
How are you going to fill a seat?
Well, it's nothing I haven't said to their face already. I mean, really, the travel story was how I opened my...
And you do too.
Yeah, yes. I always do gigs there. But, I mean, I guess I'll just do more shows in Port Douglas, which is better. And so Port Douglas came out really well. And there were a lot of people on there on my Facebook page saying, thank God you didn't come to Townsville. And this is from Townsville residents who know that it's worse.
All right.
Never go to Mackay. No. Hey, can you hang around?
Yeah, sure.
We'd like to get more out of you.
Your new way to drive home. Kennedy Malloy.
Tom Gleeson is with us, by the way. You can catch Tom on The Weekly with Charlie Pickering Wednesdays, 8:30 p.m. on ABC, or catch up on ABC iView.
Very good show. Very smart. Good stuff. Anyone, are you hard chatting anyone tonight?
Yeah. Well, it's tomorrow night.
Tomorrow night.
Hard chat. I've got Rob Millsy Mills.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, because he's...
A bit going on there.
Well, he was from Australian Idol, and he's now on an ABC TV show tomorrow night as well called You Can't Ask That. And it's a show they've had for a while, and I always felt offended as the host of Hard Chat, because it should be called It Turns Out You Can't Ask That. And they're gutless. They've got the questions in a hat, and they fiddle around, they pull them out. I just, you know,
have you ever had Shannon Noll on? Oh. You should get Shannon Noll. He'd be great. You might cop a mouthful back, but...
Oh, I think he'd punch me in the face.
Shannon Noll's would be great.
Oh, have him on together.
There you go. But Millsy's a ripper. He's a good one.
Millsy will be fun. Yeah. Now, I was just speaking to my producer. Have you ran into him on a beach in... Port Douglas.
Yeah, well, I went on holidays to Port Douglas, which was nice, because after I'd done the story in Cairns, I thought, well, I don't want to be here anymore, so I drove an hour north and started to enjoy myself.
And what happened? Were you having some kind of clandestine meeting on the beach? Was it pre-arranged?
No, I was just walking along the beach, and my wife was way ahead of me, and I was with my little boy. He's like 3, little legs. He's a bit slower. And my wife starts talking to this reasonable-looking couple up ahead.
Here we go.
They're having a lovely chat, and I'm like, oh, man. I don't want to chat to them. They'll probably want to ask me about comedy or my favourite joke. I don't know who it is. So I really dragged...
So you really slow up.
I dragged my feet.
He's behind the 3-year-old at this stage.
I started pretending to find shells. Anyway, they were still chatting happily, and I thought, well, I'm going to have to engage, which is a shame.
And you're so a man anyway, of the people,
it turns
Tom.
Out it's someone I know. I was like, oh, there you go,
well,
it's Sam.
There you go.
Oh, thank goodness for that.
Now, did you go out when you had to do a head out at night in Port Douglas?
Yes.
It's a beautiful place. I love.
What's your favourite restaurant up there?
Oh, the Chinese restaurant. I love that one. I can't remember its name.
What are you talking about?
Yeah.
There's a beautiful Chinese, no, not Chinese, there's a beautiful seafood restaurant there. We went out and caught fish on a big boat and then they cooked it up for us.
Oh, that's beautiful.
And it's restaurant. So busy.
And everyone said, we'll have what they're having. They're going,
oh, sorry about that.
Go catch it, you idiots.
But my favourite game to play up there is the restaurants get so full, you've got to book ahead. Mm. And if you haven't booked ahead, you've got no chance. And I was telling my 6-year-old daughter about this game. I was like, this is a great game. You watch this. This is great. You sit in the restaurant. You're there. It's booked out. You know it's booked out. And you get to enjoy watching the family scrutinise the menu.
Yes.
They scrutinise the menu, deciding, is this restaurant worthy of us?
Yes.
The longer they spend doing that, the better. Yes. Hopefully 10 minutes. They've finally decided this is up to our standard. Yeah. You watch them walk in and get told we're full. And then watch them all leave. And I love this. But then I forgot about the game that I told it to my daughter. And two nights later, she's 6, and a whole family with about 5 kids walked in, and they were walking out, and she yelled out, "Ah, Dad, look, they've missed out!" And I'm like, yeah, it's not as funny when you yell it and they can hear you yelling it.
Fantastic.
The no-filter rule is always worthwhile.
All right. What about live? Are you doing any live at the moment? Or are you too Mr. TV?
Yeah, you're too busy
big
at the moment.
You know what? I'd love to give a mention to there's a gala night coming up in Melbourne on July 28th.
Sure,
Live for Life Gala. Sammy Jane Randy there. Anne Edmonds. Denise Scott. It's a huge lineup.
Wow. That's an A-list group of people.
You great big gig for
what's
charity.
It for?
It's called Live for Life, and they're a charity that they're just trying to...
So they deserve it?
They deserve it.
Is it a good charity? How would I rate this
charity?
Well,
this is a great thing about charity gigs. You don't have to give a shit about the charity. You can just turn up and enjoy the gig.
That's it.
I like that you actually know what the charity's called, so that's very impressive at least.
July 28, by the way, at the Athenaeum in Melbourne, tickertech.com.au.
Can't thank you enough for swinging by, Mr. Gleeson. Always a pleasure to have you on.
And we'll see you tomorrow night.
And Cairns, do better.
Jane, you've got a story you want to bring to the table. It involves young children.
It does.
And etiquette.
Yes. Well, we're going to play, we've done this before about baby etiquette.
Yes.
And I was going to record.
I'll go to the Jenna story. Let's get that out there. Right. I want to hear got you upset.
Some people might not be upset about this, but I am. Kylie Jenner has had of the Kardashians.
Yeah.
She's got a 5-month-old daughter, Stormy, and she recently put a picture of the baby up.
Stormy.
Yeah. With an eye. She's 20. Yes. She's not 20. 21. As the mum. And she's got her baby's ears pierced.
He's got her baby's ears pierced. How old's the baby?
5 months old. Now, it could be longer that she's had the ears pierced. But it's caused a bit of a brouhaha on your Twitter and your Insta. From people going, really?
Circumcision becomes an issue. Is that hurting a young baby? Bang! You're just...
Just let you know. It bloody hurts when you get ears pierced.
Right.
Just straight up. It does. You recover from it, but you're an adult.
Now, there's no cultural reason for that, is there?
There's a cultural reason.
I'm asking. Don't roll your eyes at me.
I'm sorry. I don't know that there's great cultural reasons why Kylie Jenner would do it. Do you know what I mean?
I'm just saying, some places will put a plate in your mouth and you can go, it's probably not ideal, but they've been doing it for a long time.
It's not ideal. And what I'm just saying is that in the world of baby etiquette, I would have thought that the baby doesn't have much say in it.
That's it. So clip-ons from till what age?
Clip-ons fine. I reckon till about 8.
We had a bit of baby etiquette till 8.
Jeez. Yes, I think so. I was about 15 and that was the rule. Just, I know people will disagree with it. I really couldn't give a rat's.
Come on. That's not the attitude. What about, we had a bit of one here yesterday with Limo about when to cut his hair. So
that's right.
He's got a 2-year-old who's never had his hair cut. It looks like he's got a little rat's tail. It looks like a little Sharpie.
It's really cute. See, Limo's wife, Kelly, loves it.
No, it's bad parenting.
And Laddie's got this beautiful long hair. But
And Limo's thinning on top real quick. Can I say that? No.
No, you are going to get in big trouble for that. Don't say that.
I've seen him in hair and makeup. They crop dust. Mate. Seriously. Mate, short of
I've got nothing to do with this conversation, Limo.
He is really
you've gone too far.
Battle.
He's ending up like me.
Back it up, buddy.
But on the other hand,
back it up.
On the other hand, he's got a 2-year-old kid who hasn't had a haircut, and it's halfway down his back.
Well, some people would love to have. It's very heartbreaking when you cut your child's hair for the first time. Trust me, it was really heartbreaking when I did it to little boys.
You've kept the hair, haven't you?
I've kept the hair. Yeah. Kept their hair. How do you do that?
Do you find that a bit weird?
No. I don't.
And what do you do with the hair?
I've kept it in a little glad bag.
You keep it there next to the suit you're making out of human skin? I mean, what are you doing, Jane?
That's not weird. Trust me. It's not weird.
Okay, so we're talking baby etiquette.
Baby etiquette,
and we discussed this. You brought a story to the table.
I did.
Open this whole thing. And we're going to get your stories in a minute, 1, 2, or 3, 5, 3. Yeah. But you brought a story to the table about a mother-in-law who, in your mind, crossed the line.
Biggest sin of all time.
What did she do?
The woman had the baby and had a cesarean, was in recovery. The mother-in-law went and held the baby before she did.
Wow. And you went berserk.
I did.
The phones lit up and women everywhere seemed to unite around the idea that was not cool.
That's a no-no. Come on.
So we took a few calls and here's just a selection of those. You rang up with different stories about baby etiquette.
When I was in my mother's stomach, my mother told her best friend, who was also pregnant, I'm going to call my son Nathan. Anyway, her best friend had a baby and she decided to call him Nathan.
Right.
Oh.
We had a bit of a code in our friendship group about babies that maybe not be so pretty.
Ugly babies.
God love him or her. God love him.
My mother-in-law decided for my 10-month-old daughter that she was going to take her to her first Santa photo.
With my third child, my stupid brother-in-law came over, took photos of him, plastered it all over Facebook before we could tell the family and friends.
Oh!
My son, his partner was pregnant. They were thinking of calling their son Jasper when he was born. Right up to the point where his sister decided to call her dog Jasper.
You know what I love listening to that clip? Oh. Is you gasping at the end of every call.
It still kills me when I hear all those stories.
We've
ridiculous.
Touched a nerve. Why don't we open it up to our listeners? Is there any baby etiquette that you've been exposed to, yes. the victim of? Give us a call now, 133353.
Baby etiquette is what we're doing here.
Women are bonkers.
Can I suggest to you that women do lose it a little around very small infant children?
Well, yes,
they behave in ways that
babies are so adorable.
But there's something genetic, or there's something biological, there's some connection, because it just you see
the pull is very strong. You need, if you see a baby, it's very hard not to grab it and hold it
out of your arms and run away with it.
Hey, look, I was going to give another example that I've seen.
Baby etiquette, sure, yes. Fire away.
Oh, but this is really creepy. It's the Prince Louis's just been christened.
Yes. Prince Louis christened. Yes, I saw that.
See all the pictures?
I saw the Stepford family stepping out with the Hitler Youth.
And the little Prince George. You don't like him, do you?
He will grow up and knock down some towers.
You do not like him.
He'll be goose-stepping
around. How happy is Princess Kate? It's back to me, everyone. Hello. Megan's had her time, everyone. True. Focus on me in my white.
She's elbowed her way to the front of the queue with a big christening.
She couldn't wait to call in the troops for all the photographers to come along. And she's dressed this poor baby.
What is that?
In a woman's, basically a woman's dress. It's a big, foofy wedding cake, a wedding dress. Do you know what
the baby's got a train.
Do you know who it belonged to? Queen Victoria. It's just cruelty. Wow. That is just
wrong.
That'd
be a bit woofy.
It'd be woofy. There's bits of it. I think it was the underskirt.
What do you call it? Mothballs? It's got a whiff of mothballs about.
Anyway, speaking of christenings.
Yes.
We've got Lornie on the line.
Hi, Lornie.
Hello.
You've got some bad juju.
Sorry, Lomi, yes.
It was. Yes. Yes. My grandmother, who apparently was a dragon, she and hated my mother. She was being nice to my mum one day and said that she'd mind a new baby, the firstborn son. Yeah. And so during this time, mum went out shopping and she took my brother to the local priest and had him christened the name he wanted.
No! That is...
Yes, it is.
No.
That's the evil is strong in this one.
Oh,
jeez. Yeah. And then how'd she break it to your mum? What'd she say? Ah, well, I've done it.
Yeah, pretty much.
And it went down well?
Oh, yeah!
He's a dragon.
Good on you, Lornie. Give her a prize,
yes,
Dave.
Come back. You're coming
back. That is just off the chart.
Leighton, what happened, mate? Bad etiquette, baby etiquette?
No, well, it's more that the fact that my mum didn't bother to cut my hair until I was about 5 years old, so my mullet went all the way down to my butt crack.
Leighton.
That would look cute.
So we're talking about Limo, whose kid's two and hasn't had a haircut yet. She's five.
Oh, and, 5 years old.
And was there an incident? Why did she decide to finally go?
Well, I think it was the more mum just wanted to leave it to see how long it would go, and then I started saying if I could make it all the way down to my butt, and as soon as it did it, it came off and stayed at about shoulder length until I was about 12, and then all went number one.
Ah, good on you,
mate. Now, have you kept that ponytail?
Yeah, mum still got it.
There you go. See, it's not weird.
I find it creepy.
It's not weird. Thanks, Leighton.
I find it creepy. Thanks, Leighton. Lily's on the line.
Yeah, hi guys. Thanks for having me on. My husband and I had to go to a wedding in New Zealand and it coincided with my third child's first birthday weekend.
Yep.
So while my parents were at home looking after the three kids for us, they, mum and dad, along with my brother and his family, decided to throw my daughter's first birthday party without us.
Oh, wow.
And then while they were having the party, they got my two boys to call us up on the phone and ask us why we weren't there for their baby sister's first birthday party.
Oh, no.
That's
gotta love them.
Oh, Lily.
I was heartbroken.
How quickly did you get back from New Zealand?
We're only gone for the weekend. We're only going to be back the next day, but they decided to go ahead without it.
Yeah, I'm sure that didn't go down very well, did it?
You should make sure all three of your children miss their funerals when they turn up soon, and let them know in advance that's going to happen.
Thanks, Lily, for the call.
Good on you, Lily. Heath, what's happening, mate?
Hey guys. So for me, it was my little baby boy at home, firstborn child.
Yep.
And my mother has handed me down, you know, the heirloom rocking horse, that little wooden rocking horse.
Oh, I know those.
Wooden hair.
Sure.
So I'd gone off to work one day and I came home and my mother-in-law decided she didn't like that and painted it.
Oh! No!
What did she paint it? Like, what colour? Like, what?
Paint it with white paint and, you know, some other little bright colours on there, because he would like that better. That was a... Suffice to say that she, as well as my now ex-wife, are very, very ex.
Oh!
Wow.
Everybody's, everyone's ex in that situation.
Wow. Well,
hey, thank you for sharing that.
That was bad from the start.
But women lose their minds. What are they doing? What do they think? Nicole.
Hi, guys.
How are you going, Nicole? What's your etiquette story?
So I'm a radiologist,
mm-hmm.
and my friend, you know, we had a party and I went to her house with my partner and she decided to show me her ultrasound photos, not thinking, just said, oh, you know, she's beautiful. And then I got the shock look. We didn't want to find out the gender.
You're a radiologist. She should have known. It's an ultrasound. It's what you do.
Oh, and you went into work mode.
Yeah.
He didn't want to know the sex.
Well, at least you didn't really mean to do that, but
did you get the dirty looks for the rest of the night?
Oh, I didn't get spoken to for a while.
I'm sorry to hear that. But thank you for that. I think we've got time for one more, Jamie.
G'day, team. How are we going?
I'm really well. Yeah, go ahead.
Love the show. I've got a cracker for you. Delivered in hospital for some reason. I was taken away from mum and. In the interim, I was confused with another baby. Mum was given the wrong child. I went off to the wrong room, at which point I was breastfed by that mother, at which point mum said, oh, what's going on here? I've got the wrong child, and we'll quickly swap back. But still to this day, whenever I have a little bit of attitude, mum and dad always say it throws back to that breast milk way back when.
She got a bad batch.
Yeah, sure.
You tapped up the wrong keg, my friend.
It curdled.
Yeah, I knew it was the wrong mummy milks, but it was just a matter of the nurses getting it right.
Well done, Jamie.
Thanks for sharing, Jamie. Well done, thank you, everyone.
Two comedy greats and even better mates. This is Kennedy Malloy.
Hey, mate, keep it bright, keep it tight. You know the rules. So
you're mentoring as we speak.
I am.
You've got a mentor in the studio. Yeah. What's your name, mate?
Shawnee.
You've got to speak up, Sean. When there's microphones on, mate, you come over.
Yeah, but Shawnee hasn't got a mic.
Yeah, get over.
No, well, I'm just saying.
Get him up. Sean, get over.
Walk over. Jump on that one there.
You can stand up and walk, Shawnee.
Here we go. I'll stand up. Sorry, guys.
Shawnee, now you're from Shepparton.
That's right.
Dangerous Dave was from Shepparton.
He was. Yeah. Way back in the day.
You need something like dangerous. So Shawnee, like, you know.
What have we got? Simple Sean, maybe?
Simple Sean.
Shuck up. Simple Sean.
Shit ass Sean.
Shit ass Sean. That'll do.
And you're right.
That's not nice.
Boom, shaka like a shorty morning.
Sean sent me a photo once because in the hallways of Goulburn Valley Broadcasters there in Wyndham Street, there is a...
Oh, here we go.
You explain what it is.
Which one? There's loads of you.
No, the one, the plaque.
There's a staff member of the month, 1998,
I think it was.
I thought it was 93. Was it 98?
No, I don't think David forget.
No, that's it.
I walked past it. No,
Employee of the month it was.
And what did you do that month?
Just been awesome on the radio. I don't know.
Keeping it bright.
From Shepparton. Sounds like you've been shorn like a sheep.
Shorn the Shep.
Shorn from Shep. That's cool.
Shorny Shep. Sheppy Shorn. Now, you need a dangerous like you.
Just look at me.
Now, what's Shepparton? Who's listening to us on Shepparton? What's our station?
We're Triple M. We're 95.3.
A big shout out to everyone there.
Who's on up there, Sean?
So he does breakfast, don't you?
I'm breakfast 6 to 9, then Billy Boy takes over from
Billy Boy?
Yep.
What's he like?
Sounds good.
I like it. What's Billy Boy do? Sounds lazy. Was he 40-minute music marathon?
No, he's actually very enthusiastic.
Is he?
He does, yeah, workday 9 till 12.
Oh, I like the guy.
He could be listening right now. He's very extreme.
Why wouldn't he be your mentor? What's this bozo got that you...
I got off of Dave and I thought I'd take it.
Yeah, Dave, have you seen his old bomber jacket, his old Shep?
I've shown you that, the Sun FM one. Yeah.
Like when he started mentoring you, did he make you come into his office? Was he wearing it?
He asked me if I wanted it.
You're speaking a bit differently at the moment,
one
Dave.
You're
just taking a bit smoother.
Hey, keep it bright, keep it tight.
Come on.
I'm a little embarrassed. Yeah, okay.
Have you listened to his game changes?
I actually have, yeah.
Yeah, did you learn anything?
Did I learn anything?
Yeah.
Yeah, keep it bright, keep it tight.
You are.
You're in trouble.
I'm sorry. That was an uncalled for.
We've got a guest in the studio, Shawnee from Shepparton.
Yep.
And we're trying to find a name like Dangerous Dave, something Shawnee. Something and you've gone shit out Shawnee.
Well, it's a bit of onomatopoeia, that's all.
Oh, no, it's worse.
What?
Onomatopoeia? That sounds worse.
You know, I was trying to get that
Sorry.
So my apologies.
Shawnee, as he's just pointed out, he's come in here to get to get mentored, and so far he's been accused of being a drug dealer and called shit out. What a bunch of us.
Well, speaking of not speaking well of people, I was watching MasterChef last night.
Oh, he's at it again. Is he Big Matt
Preston? No, it's not Matt. No, one of the gorgeous contestants is Jess. She's 19. She's the youngest contestant. I have no idea how she got to be so good. She's brilliant. And it's the they're nearing the finals, and they've asked the families to come along.
They do that, don't they? They open the doors. And
they do, and it's very emotional. Of course, I have a blub. They have a blub. You know, it's all good viewing. But Jess's mum did something unusual. Now, Jess is Asian background, right?
Yep.
And her mum, I think we'll just play the clip of what her mum had to say when she saw her daughter.
Okay.
How proud are you of your daughter?
Oh, I'm so proud of her. And she looks very healthy. She called me chubby. I'm not sure what it means. I think a lot of mums always do that to their kids. You look good. You look healthy.
Yeah, no, not a lot of mums fat shame their daughter on national TV, just saying, Jez. Healthy means.
That's code for.
Chubster. Yeah. And she doesn't, by the way. She looks happy and she's a bit emotional. But anyway, come on.
But is she on the...
No, she's not at all.
I'm asking. I'm just...
She's not been in a good paddock.
Trying
she's
to get
got
to
a lot
the bottom
of testing,
it.
Taste testing to do.
What about Matt Preston? Has he put on any weight? He doesn't miss, does he? Is he still licking the plate?
Matty looks... His suits have never been better, I have to say.
He's popped a button this series for sure, hasn't he?
He has, and I'm really enjoying the series.
That's why he wears a cravat, because he's popped all his buttons.
He has not.
Well, he'll take your eye out with a button one day.
What have you got there with your big avocado?
Well, have you seen one of these?
This I haven't seen them yet.
Big hello to our Perth listeners.
Yeah, and, Mix 94.5.
And guys, these have been appearing in your shops, in your grocery shops. These are avocados the size of a human hand.
Jeez.
Social media have gone berserk at the giant avocados taking Perth by storm, which are the size of your head.
And what are they called, Mickey?
The Avazilla.
I love them.
Avazilla, they're about 1.5, 1.8. Have a look at those things. Now, I'm looking at that and doing the sums.
Yep.
That would cost the same as like a two-bedroom house in Sydney, that avocado.
Do you know what? They're actually, I mean, I know this sounds a bit silly, but they're only between 10 and 15 bucks because sometimes you pay up to $4 for an avocado. And this one's massive.
It's like
and
a
they're
watermelon.
Good for you.
That's a lot of guac.
See, there's exciting food news.
You can cut that out and wear it on your head to the cricket.
A healthy alternative to the KFC bucket.
Have a look at that.
The Avazilla.
Anyway,
I'm
go get
me
one.
A batch of those.
Go mad. All right, who have we got on the show tomorrow? What's happening tomorrow?
Lawrence Mooney's going to join us tomorrow.
Oh, the Moon Man. The Moon Man, who will also be on Front Bar this week.
Oh, terrific.
Yes.
All right.
So
and
he'll be going great.
I'm hoping that we're going to talk about a subject matter that fascinates me. You're talking about cults?
We didn't get around to it today, but we're going to talk about cults. Maybe have a think about who your favourite cult leader is.
Because I've got one. It was a lady who's a cult leader.
I'm
not going to say who it is now.
Dave's got a cult-like following at the moment since his game changes.
We've got the links on our Kennedy Malloy.
We've got a couple, but these things bubble up from time to time, and they just killed one of my favourites.
Hey, you never know. You got any jobs for Tradie Janey?
Tradie Janey, you can come back to my house and make sure my Netflix is working.
I'll fix it. I'm audio visual too.
See you tomorrow for Kennedy Malloy.
Jane Kennedy and Mick Malloy, two comedy greats and even better mates. This is Kennedy Malloy.